Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, who lives here now. Let's meet everybody, shall we? First up is James Heaney. Heaney, what's your favorite cartoon?
I like The Brack Show.
Fair. It's good.
I like a lot of Adult Swim cartoons. It's the first one that came to mind, and I love it. It's The Brack Show. Sweet. God, I don't know if that's my favorite, though. I also like C-Lab 2021, or is it 2020? I think it's, a lot of cartoons.
Nice.
Oh, and the DC Universe just came out with The Long Halloween, so everyone can enjoy Calendar Man in that, like, you can watch the cartoon version of The Long Halloween and finally know who Calendar not a real Man thing. Is. That's my favorite cartoon.
The longest running controversy on Alchemy This Calendar Man existence. Hey, it's Jackie Gonzalez Cerruti.
Hey.
Jackie, is there a place you wanted to go when you were little and then you got there later in life and it wasn't all that great?
No. No, I enjoy visiting other places. And, I really enjoyed all of my travel and different place experiences.
There's no place you ever went and you're like, this place kind of blows, even if you didn't romanticize it as a kid.
Maybe like a restaurant. I'm trying to think of maybe. Yeah, I feel like I'll go local. I feel like sometimes restaurants are really hyped up and you're like, wow, like this is going to be, and I'm going to fall out and we're going to go to this awesome ass restaurant. And then it's like, oh, okay. Like that was like, okay. Like that. You know what is perfect? I'm going to throw one under the bus. Should I?
Do it.
Do it.
That's not very
good. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do it. Because I used to live in Los Feliz, so everyone would be like, oh my God, do you live at the Alcove? I'm like, fuck no, because their food is trash. They have a patio, and for whatever reason, that means, like in LA, if you have outdoor seating, that equates to people as like, this is a good restaurant. This is a good restaurant, and the food is good. But it's like, no, I think that they have a lovely patio and you've been blinded by that into thinking that the food is delicious. And I'm so sorry. Now I feel bad about calling out the Alcove, but right across
it's actually my favorite place in the
world. Oh my God, dude.
But right across the street is Mustard Seed, it's very which has meaning. Delicious.
We go there for our anniversary every year.
Across the street is Mustard Seed, which has delicious sandwiches and does not get any praise because it doesn't have the same.
No, I like a breakfast burrito from the Alcove. I like a cold brew from the Alcove.
I'm not talking about their coffee.
$20 for a salad.
I'm not talking about
you
their
can
bakery.
Deal some pushback.
But you know, if people are like, "That's good," I'm like, "Oh, you don't like food."
Wow. Well, I might not like food, to be honest.
Oh, you don't like food.
Yeah. I mean, you just eat pies, so I don't know if you're like.
I was thinking the other day. I was like, if there was enough nutrients in like a bowl of rice, I could get away with just doing that. Just eat rice every day.
Yeah, I love rice.
The way you feel about the Alcove is kind of how I feel about almost every single brunch place where people are like waiting outside for like 45 minutes to an hour to get in. I'm like, it's just eggs and mimosas. Like, what is wrong with you? You can get that anywhere.
I just had the best breakfast sandwich of my life. Okay, so as I tore one down, I'm going to lift up a couple more. But at Lemon Poppy Seed, good God, it was a fresh-made biscuit, apple butter, cheddar cheese, a turkey sausage patty, and a fried egg. And holy fuck, it was perfect.
Wow.
Okay. So
that was all on top of the biscuit?
Like in the biscuit. The biscuit was.
So it's a sandwich.
Yeah, the best breakfast sandwich I've ever had.
I don't want me to challenge, but it sounds like all the ingredients are stacked on top of the biscuit.
I understand. Stacked inside.
So for all of our Finnish and German listeners, next time you're in LA,
yes.
Lemon Poppy Seed or Alcove.
No.
You gotta see the Alcoves. All right, next up, it's Chris Alvarado. This is kind of funny. Say, Chris, you're like at an Applebee's or a TGIF Fridays, and for free, they drop some appetizer at your table. What would you want it to be?
First of all, I'm happy that I'm at one of those places. I haven't been to one of those in a long time, and there's a sort of a comfort to that. So I'm already in a good mood. I like the atmosphere. I'm wanting it to be something I could dip, maybe. So I'm thinking like immediately, it's like mozzarella sticks, potato wedges, all things I haven't had in years, but sound fucking great. Either of those would do.
Yeah, those sound good right about now.
It's I had a cold time. Mozzarella stick recently. Fine.
Very good.
Still holds up.
I don't give a fuck.
Just becomes still a cheese stick. Up. Either way, you're fine. Next up is Craig Kukowski. Craig, if you could own one historic movie prop, what would you want?
Ooh, a historic movie prop.
Ooh. Jesus Christ, Craig. Take your shirt off.
You're getting loose. Holy
He's shit. Rubbing his belly. Oh,
yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, my God.
It's a candle wax? Show.
You have unlocked something in me. Oh, my yes. God.
Licking nipple his lips.
There's nipple clamps. What the fuck?
If the Sharper Image didn't already sell it, I guess I'd say Han Solo locked in carbonite, but that's available. Right.
But the real set used one. I mean,
the real. I want the real one. I want Harrison Ford frozen in carbonite. Harrison Ford, the AG is now frozen in carbonite, and I can display him.
The grumpiest piece of art that there lobby. Is. Last but not least, it's Joey Greer. Joey, I hear you just bought a souped-up vehicle. Tell us about it.
Oh my God. Yes, I did. I got a 1982 Bronco and I have a clear plexiglass frame for it, everything. And I got minestrone soup right inside it. So the entire car is souped up. Every single piece has soup just running through it. It's amazing. It's such a work of art. Bad news is because it's clear plexiglass and it is soup, I can't park it outside. I had it on the street. It started boiling and exploding. So like the door just like shot off and like some of the fender, but we're working on that. So maybe we're going to use like an olive green kind of tinted glass or something for the future. But still, the technology is there. The future is now. You can have a souped car.
Sweet. I mean, I've got one that runs on breadsticks if you want to race.
I'd fucking smoke your ass. Are you kidding me?
All right, let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our email address. It's not new anymore. alchemythis@gmail.com. That's
alchemythis@gmail.com.
Scene one is from Alchemy VIP Thomas Lawson, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemy gang. After months of dragging my feet, I finally subscribed to the pattern. You guys are too hysterical to resist. My scene suggestion, skin pockets."
skin pockets.
Great. How you doing? So you're looking for a suit?
Yeah, I'm looking for something that looks fancy but feels comfortable, and I don't want to look bulky if I've got a lot of stuff to carry with me at the wedding.
Oh, okay. You're working a wedding, is that correct?
No, I'm just going to a wedding, but I want to be able to have my camera with me. I want to be able to have my wallet, but I don't want to have all my pockets full, and I don't want like a fanny pack or cargo pants, but something that looks fancy.
Well, I can tell you.
You know what?
Right?
Maybe I'm just at the wrong place.
No. Shut the fuck up. Come here.
Okay.
You're in the right place.
Okay. Right. Wow, that's aggressive sales. I like that.
Now, normally when you buy a fancy outfit, it should feel just as good. But let me tell you this. How often have you been wearing pants or a shirt jacket and it just wasn't enough? Even if it was deep. It still felt like it was constricting to your chest or even bulking out your hips. It just didn't feel natural, right?
Right.
What if I was to tell you that I could... Actually, hold on 1 second. Let me just answer my phone.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll take the call later.
Wait, why?
I didn't notice you're naked.
No one ever does because I'm wearing a skin suit, my own skin.
I don't know. He didn't answer the phone. I couldn't tell him.
Oh, well, you know what? He wanted to be surprised anyways. So let's just not even worry about his preferences and let's shop for a dress.
Okay. I just feel like
He's going to love you in anything that you
but
wear.
But he's in, he's like in fashion. You know what I mean? And I thought his input would be helpful.
I think that he'll love a surprise. And, you know, you don't have to be in fashion to be fashionable. Believe in yourself, Candace.
Say that again. Say that again.
You don't have to be in fashion to be fashionable, Candace.
Jeez, you're
and here's your two champagnes.
Thank you.
Now, ladies, have you had an opportunity to kind of look at the dresses, get an idea of what you want to be trying today, like a style?
I think I have a mermaid silhouette, so maybe some kind of mermaid.
Mermaid. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes. Of course, we have that. Yes.
Did you?
Yeah, she wants to try on the mermaid cut. Anything that you have mermaid cut, that's what she wants to fucking try on, okay?
Of course. There might not be that many of a selection because that was a couple years ago of the fashion trend for mermaids. But let me see what we still have. Thank you.
Okay, I feel anxious now. I feel
anxious.
Candace,
don't worry. This is your day. I don't want you to feel anything but awesome. So let me take care of her.
Yeah, I'm the groomsman at the wedding, so I want to make sure that I have everything needed for the groom. Do you know the responsibilities of being in a wedding?
Uh-huh. Maybe. Of course I fucking do. All right? I sell suits.
I love your confidence.
Skin packets.
Oh.
Skin packets.
This is our tailor.
Oh.
This is Hugo.
Yes. Oh, he's touching me.
Yes. Oh, yes. He's just getting a feel for what he's working with.
Yes. A lot of material to work
so
with.
So what do I put like over my skin? I put something else to...
Yeah. Look, Hugo's going to take care of you, okay? I got to answer this call.
Where are you going?
Skin pockets. Babe.
Hey, what's up? I'm at work.
I know. I just want to tell you I love you. You love me, right?
Yeah.
No matter what.
Hello?
I don't know. He hung up. But I feel you're here. I feel good.
We're going to have a great time. You're the bride. This is like the only time in your life, hopefully, that this is going to happen for you. Hopefully. I know.
Bride or groom side. I love your suit. Who are you wearing?
Well... It turns out that it's my own skin.
Your own, huh?
Yeah.
I haven't tried that. I've tried other skins, which I'm wearing.
I wish I would have. It wasn't an option given to me, and I'm still actually kind of healing up, so I just think I'm going to stand.
Where is the skin you least use?
Well, I use all.
For most people, it's the butt, but I can take from anywhere.
Hugo, I guess it is the butt. It's the one I use the most. But what I was imagining is maybe I'd get somebody else's skin.
Hugo, we're going to need a rush on that, okay? I got another job over here for you.
Yes, I wouldn't rush.
I wouldn't rush, Hugo.
A rush. I am Hugo Boss. I am the boss of the shop.
That's exciting. I've heard of you, and I don't know a lot about fashion.
So, but I don't know. I just don't feel like the wow factor, right? Like I should know.
Yeah. You'll know. We'll try on a different one. Can we get another one?
Yes. Is the centaur dress not doing good? You want something else?
Yeah, we wanted mermaid. But if you don't have that...
Well, let me see.
Can you just give us full tight?
It's a couple decades ago for the mermaid, but yeah, let me check.
Donna, where do you get your confidence? Honestly, I need to know.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Okay, do you ever watch Channel 4 at around 3 a.m.?
No.
Okay. Well, there's this woman who talks about confidence, and then she takes this pill, and then there's like a phone number, and then if you call it, you get the pills, and you can buy 20 bottles for the price of 10. And yes, it's still $700, but that's better than 14, you know?
Yeah,
so
it's half price.
I did. I ended up calling, and I have to say, like, I don't really pee anymore, and I have a lot of pain under my ribs. But other than that, I feel like I could fucking wear, do, be anything.
Could I try one of those?
Honestly, y'all, confidence is everything. I'm eating a dozen donuts right now, and I don't give a shit. Okay. So just call this number down there. And it's, ladies, it's all about confidence. Okay. And we take everything. A credit, debit, check.
Bring.
Okay. I'm going to answer the phone. Bring. All right. Hello.
Hi. I'm struggling with confidence.
Aren't we all, sister? Amen. You're on the air.
Oh, wow. Okay. Listen, what you're doing worked for my friend, and I want to give it a shot.
Uh-huh. This is being taped for an infomercial, by the way. This is going out as is because I have confidence.
Okay. I'd like to get...
What's your name, hon?
Do I have to say that on...
No, okay. It doesn't matter.
Oh, look at my daughter. You look so radiant today. I can't wait to give you away. Oh.
I feel so good. Also, Dad, you're not giving me away. You know what I mean? I'm taking him in. That's how I feel today.
I love
Donna,
this.
Donna's nodding her head, right, mm-hmm. Donna? That's
I love that. I love that for you.
I love this newfound confidence. And you look radiant in that Gorgon cut dress. I think you're going to look amazing down the runway there. I can't wait to walk you down. He's going to be so lucky to have you.
He's lucky to have me, right, Donna?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, wait. There's just a little bit of blood coming out of one of your nipples. I'm just going to. There you go.
Side effects. Okay. Dad.
Sam, where the hell's the ring?
It's in one of my pockets. The problem is it healed shut.
What?
It healed shut. And it hurts to try to open it up.
Well, man, we need the ring, Sam.
I'm having a hard time. It's just that I have heated leather seats, and I guess it's sealed it shut. it hurts.
Well, man, well, you just...
I'm here. I heard there was an emergency.
Thank God you do.
Who the fuck is that?
On site. This is Hugo Boss. Don't you recognize him?
I'm Hugo Boss.
I thought that guy was dead.
You need me to open you up?
But I'm a little tender. I'm a little tender.
You're going to be skin pockets.
Skin pockets.
That was the wrong pocket.
Oh, was it? It'll heal.
It's the one with the giant lump with the box-shaped lump.
Oh, yes, the box-shaped lump.
What the?
Hugo, that's amazing work. It's me, Ralph Lauren. Really, it looks so good. He looks amazing. What's your secret, Hugo?
Your confidence.
And that's our first scene.
Oh my God.
Scene 2 is from our sponsor, Skin Pockets. Is from listener Issa Labaca, YSA. I'm thinking Issa or maybe YSA, who wrote, "This is a pretty simple idea, so maybe it's been done before. Two sports commentators witness an attempted robbery and murder unfold right in front of them, and you know what to do. Thank you and all, and love you the most. Issa."
I've done this one so many times, but I guess I'll give it a shot.
And Issa, looks like it.
Wallet. Give me your fucking wallet and the jewelry around your neck.
Excuse me. I'm about to go live, so give me one fucking moment, okay?
Oh, is that a camera? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a camera.
Okay.
And 3, 2.
I'm here in Madison Square Garden where things are about to really heat up, if the Miami Heat are lucky. They're here, Road Warriors. This is their 14th road game in a row, which has been a really rough ride.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to let me rob you live on TV, but you seem to just be ignoring me. Give me your fucking wallet and give me your jewelry.
Keep going. Are you telling the robber that, or who are you talking to?
Both. I mean,
what are you? This is a gun. Give me your wallet and your jewelry.
Listen, this is just the pregame, okay? Not a lot of people are watching this. If you're going to do this, come at me during halftime. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help you out.
You come back empty again, no money. Why did you go to Miami? Go to the Knicks. It'll be a lot easier.
I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I had a loaded weapon. Well, actually, it wasn't loaded, but I didn't want her to call the
police. Shut up. You hear that? The cops might be coming. What the hell? Were you followed?
I was on national television, but they didn't give me anything, so I didn't do anything wrong.
We got to get something, all right? We're running low on funds.
Well, I mean, we could try to rob the cops.
That's so dumb. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get your license registration, please.
Okay. Just know that I look older than I am.
You look older than you are. So you're younger than you appear. No, you're
older. I look older than I am. I just didn't want you to be confused when you looked at my license and saw my real age.
Oh.
I'm actually much younger than I look.
Do you call for backup? You call for backup? What's going on?
this thing's fucking me up here. No.
The car?
No. I did the license registration, right?
Uh-huh. Is this her right here?
Yeah, that's her. This is
what's the problem? She got drugs on her?
No. She says she's older than she looks. Or she's younger than she appears. She's kind of mind fucking me. Can you take this one?
Yeah. Hey, that's Jeanette Durango, the sports reporter.
Hi.
Hey, sir, this is an actor.
She's that 14-year-old sports reporter.
Hold on, hold on. Come here. What'd you say?
Hey, that's Jeanette Durango, the 14-year-old sports reporter. She covers Miami Heat road games. Old.
Ma'am, can you sit by the vehicle, please?
I mean, I can, but can we make it a little fast? I do have a game to get to.
Well, you're 14 years old driving a vehicle.
Yeah, but she's
got that aging disease.
She looks older than she is.
Hold on a second. What was that, sir?
She's got that aging disease. You seriously don't know who Jeanette Durango is?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Do you have a disease that makes you look 14, but you're actually older?
Yes.
So you're aged younger than you look.
I'm aged younger than I look. He's got my wiki page up. He's got my wiki page up.
Who's going out live on Insta?
Ms. Durango. I'm not quite sure how to explain your disease to you. It's very complicated. So you look older, but younger than you are. I think.
But I'm still my accurate age?
That's what we're not sure of. The science hasn't caught up to it yet. So obviously your age and your appearance do not match, but we're not sure exactly what the ratio is of actual age to look age. We're not sure if you're Benjamin Buttoning it, if you're jacking it. We're not sure which kind of disease you have currently. We're trying to put a handle on it. It's going to be hard to explain and for you as well.
But I can still have a career.
Yes, it will not affect anything.
Thanks for coming into my office. We're going to try to do what we call a timeline of your life to see how old we really think you are, okay? So, where'd you go to college?
I'm 14.
Okay, so you didn't go to college. That's great news. We've narrowed it down to you not being more than 18 years alive on the planet.
Well, hold on a second. Let me just say, you don't need to be 18 just to go to college. You can go to college at any time.
You
I've been saying this for a while. It's a strange way to start the timeline.
Well, just agree with me on this. If she says she went to Notre Dame, we could say that, well, if she did that, then she must have at least spent a solid 10 years in regular school before getting
No. There's the Doogie Howser disease, right? You can be very smart at a young age.
I mean, you can go to college almost at any... I mean, yeah, exactly. It's just an arbitrary...
Well, then I guess I don't know how to run a timeline of a person. Okay, then we're just gonna have to guess how old she is.
Well, when was she born? Does she know that? Do you have a date?
Oh my god! Do you remember when you were born?
No, but there's a record of it, Sean.
Listen,
do you have a record?
I've got to get to work.
No. We're almost there, Miss. Do you have a record of your birth?
And 3, 2.
Hey, now. I'm so sorry. Can we start that again?
Sure. But I got to say, I love that. Like starting with like, hey, now. It's kind of like,
I don't know. I just feel like
you've been
I'm
through
so
a lot.
Exhausted.
You've been through a lot. Well, you're old for your age, you know? And that's got to put some wear
Do
and tear.
Do I know? I feel like I don't know what I know anymore.
Well, here's what I know. You're a damn good broadcaster.
Thank you.
People love watching you.
Thank you.
So let's go in 3.
Okay.
Two.
You're doing it up with Durango, and it's a Saturday night. I can't wait to watch the basketball go in the hoop. Flush goes the poopy as they go into the net.
And cut. You're back. You're back.
It just took that pep talk. I mean, honestly, can you be my producer? I know that you're kind of local here, but can you just come on the road with me? I'm a road warrior myself, and I only do the road.
Yeah, games. I can't leave. By the way, there's a guy with a mask looking at you over there, like a full
what
face
kind
mask,
of mask,
like ski mask.
I think I'm being pointed out right now. They're pointing at me.
Relax, just relax, okay?
I mean, you got this. I don't know.
Hey, that's the guy who tried to rob Jeanette Durango.
What'd you say? Say that again?
That's the guy who tried to rob Jeanette Durango last week live on air. Flush goes the poopy. That's her catchphrase.
Okay, I think I'm going to have to abandon mission to rob her, okay? I think I'm being live streamed.
I got him. That mustache is memorable.
Oh, shit. The ski mask doesn't cover my mustache. Oh, my fuck.
Yeah, but you're not just a road warrior. You're like a road warrior.
Dylan. Look, she's stepped over the county line. You're local. You can't go past it. All right? She's got to go.
No, for sure.
You're going to have to get off the bus. All right?
For sure.
You're local. You can't leave. You understand?
Yeah, I know.
Say your goodbyes.
Goodbye.
See you.
And three, two, I'm out of here.
Wow. Listen, I know that you value my work as a sideline reporter, and I value the job. And I love to travel and all of that, but I really want to take it to the next level, and I want to be just a full-time whole game commentator.
Full-time whole game. Do you have any other phrases? Because I can't imagine Flush goes the poopy for 90 minutes. So
I was wondering if that was the problem. And if it is, I can work on it. You know, I'm only 14, so I only have so much in my vocabulary. But I can read up and build a lexicon of better terms.
Well, I want you to, by 9 a.m. tomorrow, I want you to put that on my desk. A bunch of different alternatives to Flush Goes to Poopy. It's fine for three-pointers, but we got to work on block shots. We got to work on dunks, assists.
Okay.
The meatloaf is pretty good. Dylan, how is work? You know, I was thinking that, in general, what we could do is we were going to add to the porch. But I was thinking, why not add to the porch? We could just go underneath the porch and have a little extra basement down there underneath the porch. This meatloaf is very good. But Dylan, how is work? So anyway, the outside of the entire district that I'm working at, because we're replanting it, you know, we're doing downtown, we're going to add parking spots. I thought, well, I have even just a little parking mirrors. One, we could have just people out there holding coins. Isn't that just the same thing? It's just as effective. Mm-hmm. This meetup is good. Dylan, how was work?
Mm-hmm. I want a divorce. This isn't working.
Grandpa?
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Mom died years ago. Sweetheart.
Done. How's work?
I had a strange connection this afternoon at work.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not strange.
Can you pass the meatloaf?
It's not strange in the sense that humans can connect. It's just strange that she happens to be.
Oh my gosh!
14.
What are you doing? Are you doing kids shows now? You're local.
No, that's babe. But I want to be more than local. Did you ever consider that?
Oh, come on. We love being local. This meatloaf is good.
I tried to rob her a second time. Somebody started live streaming me, pointed out my mustache, which we need better masks if we're going to do this professionally.
Well, you got to hurry up and do it. She's about to be promoted to full game.
I mean, better masks. We don't have the funds.
Yes, no more ski masks. Skin masks.
Jesus Christ. Is this guy freaking anybody else out? Huh?
Yeah, but I think he's got something going.
Skin mask. Skin mask.
Stop touching my face, man.
That's our second scene. Oh, Lord. Scene 3 is from listener Alex Gordon, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemists. I love the show and have listened to every episode multiple times. I have a scene suggestion. Barbecue smoking competition. I would love to hear Joey play his redneck character. Can't wait to listen. Thank you, Alex."
No, all right. Sweet. Each of you have been given the ingredients. What were you going to say?
I was talking to my daughter.
Well, don't interrupt. So everyone here has been given their ingredients, and we're just going to be using pork butts right now as our protein. And of course, spice it how you want to spice it, smoke how you want to smoke. And in about 16 hours, we'll be back. All right. So enjoy. Have a great time.
Sweetheart.
Oh, okay. I wasn't done. Don't interrupt. All right. Okay. So have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Really live it up.
Babe, I think that you want to be here. You find this fun. Yeah. So just like go nuts. Like don't follow the rules. Like, you know, explore. Go experiment.
Thanks. Okay.
All right. Hey,
do y'all mind if I ask you what ingredients you were all given? Because I was given the pork butt. Which is the protein that we're all using. Mm-hmm. But my other ingredient, they just gave me Triscuits and capers.
Oh, they gave me anchovies and watermelon.
Okay. All right. So they're going weird with everyone.
Yeah, a little bit weird.
All right. Well, this is a challenge. Because I'm pretty good at smoking meat and serving it up with some sides and some, you know. Yeah. It's so tender, it usually doesn't need sauce, but I can do sauce as well. But I don't know, Triscuits and capers, this is going to be a challenge.
Have you ever tried to smoke a meat, like, inhale it?
Like smoke it, like smoking it.
Yeah, because one time I did find I got just some computer paper and I cut it up into small, almost like rolling papers. And then I just put in some loose deli meat in there. And you know, I rolled it as if it was a joint. And then
old are you, darling?
I'm 14.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You look much younger.
I look really, really young. But I'm actually 14. The doctors say that there is something wrong, but they're not sure. It might be the confidence pills that I've been taking all my life.
Hey, y'all. Just wondering what ingredients you got, because mine are really strange.
What do you got, Ted?
Oh, I got hearts of palm and Twix.
Oh, and man.
Twix candy.
Man, that Twix is going to melt right away. You will be left with the wafer. The wafer is good.
Wafer's not bad, but
if you're not careful, that caramel in it is gonna burn. That burns quite quickly.
So you just got a lawn chair here watching them smoke?
Yeah, it's my daughter.
Yeah, my daughter too. I just messed with you.
Yeah.
I just messed with you. Do you smoke?
No, not for years. I used
You mind to. If I light up?
No, please.
All right. It's pig feet.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for a competition, you know, nice and crisp, but the sun's out.
Oh, yeah. Going to be here for a while. We're going to cook ourselves, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you brought that sunscreen out.
So yes. Who do you know in the competition?
I don't know anybody. I just come out here to look, you know?
Oh, that's nice.
Man, this pig foot ain't lighting up.
Security, I was told by somebody that someone in this area is smoking.
Oh, it's him.
Oh, you? I'm sorry, sir. You should have been told when you walked in, there's no smoking at this competition.
No, I think he's probably smelling the meats, perhaps.
No, he's smoking. No, I saw him do it.
Hey, can you take this hit for me, please?
How would you do this to me?
Please take this hit for me.
Yeah, he was doing it. He was.
Okay, please. What's the worst that could happen? Yeah. Okay, yeah, it was me. I was.
All right, well then, put your hands behind your back.
Wait, what?
What do you mean, what? This is a smoking competition, and you are...
Now, look, okay, I don't know what they told you, okay, but I got a lot on my plate, so I'm going to do the best I can for your case, but I can't guarantee anything, okay? I just want to say that up front. I'm a very honest person, all right? I just got to be honest with you, all right?
Okay, but a lot of shit went down. First of all, he was a security guard. I don't think he has actual authority to arrest me. Second of all, what am I getting arrested for? Lighting up a pig's foot? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Third of all, my daughter is there. No one's watching.
You lighting up a pig foot or are you smoking a pig foot?
It was handed to me lit.
Oh, so. My God. Oh, my God.
All rise.
Oh, shit. That's us.
Also,
the Honorable Julia Epstein presiding.
Thank you. Everybody can sit down.
Just sit down.
Please
sit
be
down.
Seated.
I can speak
and
for myself.
And everybody can rise once again.
All rise.
Okay, that's us. That's us.
All right. We can now take our seats.
Please be seated.
Sit down. Your Honor, hi.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh.
Sorry. Your Honor.
Your Honor, my client is a drug addict.
Go with him.
Okay. He loves Smokey Pig's feet, okay? He can't get enough. All right? He's hooked on it, all right? He's hooked on it. So maybe some leniency? Huh? We'll plea out.
We can
Hey y'all. You look down, little miss. Where's your papa?
I don't know. I've been looking for him for days. It feels like. And my meat's not going well. The watermelon and the anchovies have created less of a marinade and more of a paste.
Do you mind if I taste what you got going there?
You could taste it. It's not fully cooked, though, so it might get you a little bit sick.
This is fantastic.
Let me have a little peck.
Okay, but again, I mean,
ooh, that's really nice. That's really nice.
What did you
nice.
Do with these anchovies? Because this is out of this world.
I
you got talent,
them
little girl.
Some...
You got
hey,
talent.
Can I Thank try you. Yours too? I want to kind of get an idea. You guys can try mine as well.
Well, I want to wait till everything is fully cooked before I delve in. I've had some stomach issues in the past.
Well, hot damn, man. Look, here it is. I didn't think I'd see you for a while, man. What'd you get locked up for?
For you fucking asshole.
What? What the hell you mean for me?
And furthermore, I joined a gang since I've been in here, and we're going to break out tomorrow night. This is the world. I've joined the Los Pineapples.
Oh, man. I don't. Damn, man. Shit, man. I'm a narc, man.
What?
I'm gonna tell the guards, man.
I joined the Los Pineapples to get out of this prison so I can get to my daughter who's in this meat cut. You were there.
All right,
you
my
know.
Buzzer went off. You said you needed a guard?
Yes, you sir. This man right here is going to escape. Just is so you know.
That's not true.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a tattoo of a pineapple on your back?
Yeah.
Are you part aren't of the Los Pineapple Boys?
Aren't you a security guard?
Oh, yes, I am. Thanks for noticing. I'm a security guard cop detective.
Huh.
I wear a lot of hats around here. I'm going to need you to put your hands through these bars.
What do you mean? And I'm gonna this is all your fault, by the way.
You're going back to Judge Epstein.
Wait, what?
Yeah. We're doing a double trial.
All rise.
Honorable Julia Epstein presiding.
Thank you.
We got this. Don't worry, all right? We got this.
My last guy was a fucking nut. If you could just help me, there's been some misunderstandings here. Okay.
All right, we can take our seats.
Please be seated.
You know what? Let's get up again.
All rise.
1 foot, everybody, on the right foot.
Right foot.
We lift the right foot, or we just...
We're going to be on our balancing on our right foot.
Okay, shake it all about.
Don't lose balance now. All right, looks good. Let's sit down.
Please be seated.
Okay. Go for it.
Your Honor, my client is here on terrorism charges.
No, I'm not.
Well, Judge, I guess all I did was put the pork on the Triscuit and sprinkled some of the capers on top. So,
all right, let me take a bite here. Hmm. Are those Thompson's capers or Great Muppet?
Just whatever they gave me. I think they are Great Muppet capers, yeah.
Okay, well, it's not bad. Don't know if it's a winning ingredient, but we'll just see how the others stack up.
Thank you.
You, young lady, let me have a taste.
Okay, yeah, here you are.
And your surprise ingredients were?
Watermelon and anchovies.
Ooh, difficult combination.
Yeah.
Let me take a little bite. I don't think this is going to have gone well, but Oh my god. This just the subtle notes of the anchovies with the refreshing springtime, summertime watermelon. It's just a taste sensation I've never had before. I don't even need to taste the third guy's thing because this clearly is the winner. I hope you have someone here to celebrate with because this is a big time win for you.
Those pineapple boys. All right, I did it. I killed him. Now can you get me out of this prison or not?
Sorry, you just passed the first test. Oh shit, I know you.
Are you a pineapple boss?
Yeah, man, I'm head pineapple. What's up,
Why
man?
Did you turn me? I just killed this man because I was told if I killed this man, you could break me out. Not you, but...
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm running. I'm the shot caller here. Yeah, I mean, shit. Where did I meet you before, man? I just kind of placed that.
You're the reason why I'm in here. I met you at the park. I don't know how long ago. I don't know what time is anymore. I was there to watch my daughter. She's 14. She looks older. She acts older, but she's my angel. And she's there to cook me and smoke me in a competition. And then the security guard came up to us and said, you can't smoke here. And then you handed me that smoked pig's meat and the thing. And then I'm here. And I'm fucking tired.
That was 16 hours ago.
I'm fucking tired and I've killed somebody. And I miss my daughter. I just want to get out of here.
All right, we'll see what we can do.
I gotta call
my lawyer. Oh, you all right?
Okay.
Young lady, I have some terrible news. Your father was trying to get back to you, but someone smuggled a knife inside in their skin pockets and
what? Inside where? What are you talking about?
Inside his cell. Your father was killed.
What? Wait, what?
I'm so sorry.
Wait. Is this
for
real?
Does that mean the second place gets the title, or how does that work?
And that's our show, everybody. Let's see what everybody's up to. Chris Alvarado.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Love playing with you, Cole. Love playing with everybody. I have another podcast called The Comedy Fix where we explore, you know, things about comedy. But I did want to mention on the Reddit, there's a question there for James that's just been sitting there. Poor James really? hasn't answered it. It's from user Bifster01. The title is Game Question for James. And the question is, James, do you play any of the Supercell games?
I've never even... No, I don't know what Supercell is. I'll have to search it.
Wow.
Okay, I've never heard of it. Have you guys heard of Supercell?
We're not gamers. You are. Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Well, that's a real
bummer.
Unless
it's Splinter Cell.
They said Supercell?
I'm going to go to Reddit and I'll do my own sleuthing and find out what Supercell
is. Thank you.
Thank you. Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie.
Yes. I just looked up Supercell and it's the makers of Heyday. Hi, Chris. Clash of Clans, Boom Beach. Does that help you, James?
Oh, it does. And I definitely, I don't play that game. I've never heard of it until now, but I've never played Clash of Titan. Those are like mobile games. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with mobile games.
Wait, they're what games?
Mobile games. You play them on your phone. And I'll look into it. I'm not against it.
It's disgusting.
Do you play mobile games, Joey?
No.
Do you play computer games?
I bring my PlayStation anywhere I go.
Oh.
I'm at a doctor's office. I have like a 60-inch LED 8K TV with my PS4 ready to go.
I mean, I only know of those like Clash of Clans and things is because like they pop up as ads on the mobile games I do play, like June's Journey, shout out, things like that. So I have never played those either. But Jackie.
Shout out to Words with Friends.
I used to play that game. That is fun.
That's my favorite one. I am an addict. I only play the solo stuff as some people are starting to try to use it as a dating site. It is not.
Oh.
Is that true? Yeah. They like have a chat part now. And so people will be like, hey, how are you? Like, you look great. And it's like, whoa. I just want to kick your ass and scrabble, motherfuckers. Well, that's the thing. It's connected to Facebook. My photo is quite far away. it's not like my face. But I don't like it. I only play solo stuff there.
Gotcha.
I rock on my solo stuff. I don't need to be waiting on somebody else to get in on the board. And I don't need to be waiting to listen to the most wonderful pod of the year because it's happening. I don't need to wait for that. It's happening. Nice. Talking about Christmas movies. Isn't that fun? Thank you for having me. This has been a real blast.
Of course. Craig Kukowski.
As the resident spelling and grammar snob, I haven't had occasion to rail against anything lately, but I recently read in a current best-selling novel, which I won't throw under the bus, like Jackie threw.
Please, I feel horrible. Under the bus.
They use the phrase "put through the ringer," spelled without the W.
Mm.
So, you know, you're talking about ringing,
ding, ding, ding.
Like an old fashioned clothes ringer with a W that would wring your wet clothes dry. That's what put through the ringer is. Don't spell it with an R without the W.
Oh, I don't think I would have known that.
I thought it was when you put somebody up in a bell and that hammer that nails the bell, instead of hitting the metal, it's just hammering the person you put in the ringer.
No. And then a dead ringer would be spelled without the W.
And what does that mean?
Something that,
like, hit that note.
Looks I think same. It's more what James does.
Yeah, like,
a dead ringer.
Like maybe it's, I don't know exactly where the phrase comes from, but maybe dead ringer, like it's spot on, like you hit the note, you rung the note correctly on the bell. I don't know.
Dead ringer.
James Deaney.
You know, just go over to Gamefront on YouTube, and there's a whole bunch of stuff over there you can check out.
Joey Greer.
You know, I really want to take this opportunity to promote something that's really near and dear to my heart. And I forgot what it was. I just forgot what it was. But just know that it is very close to me and very personal.
Was it the alcove?
I don't remember.
I'm going to take this opportunity, since the ringer thing reminded me, to throw Ernest Cline under the bus, because in Ready Player 2, there's a thing where he references Magnum PI and his Detroit Lions cap, which, if you know anything about Magnum, he wears a Tigers hat. Axel Foley wears a Lions jacket in Beverly Hills Cop series, but not, it's a Tigers hat. It's very iconic. So it's just like, dude, you reference everything in the world, and you nor your editors nor anybody pick that up. That kind of pissed me off. But other than the book not being good. But there you go.
The first one was great. The second one was bad.
It's not great. I mean, I like the first one a lot, but then again, like, you know me, I'm a pop culture reference nerd. So the second one just felt like, I guess we have a reason to do a book. Not great, sadly. You can follow me at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole on the socials. Go to SSketchfest.com. Line up out November 19th. Very possibly we'll be including, I don't know, this podcast you're listening to.
Oh, shit.
So check that out. Let's thank our amazing engineer and producer, Doug Bame.
Bame.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time,
Alchemy this.